That's right. We're here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 bypass. And I have a great experience that we're going to have today. The Lottery Girls are here. That's right. Julie Huffman and Ann Paulette Parker Smith is here with us. They're one of our favorite people to have up here in Greenwood.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Yes, they've been enjoying Gracie, and Gracie has been enjoying
me. Beautiful.
You're so sweet. I've never been licked so much.
Well, yes, Gracie, it's time for you to get out of the show now. Okay, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here with the Lottery Girls. We're doing a video, and yes, you'll see this. Gracie is part of the show here today.
Oh, she's sweet, though.
And she's looking at me like, why would you send me away when I'm getting all this great attention? And, well, we are going to be talking about the lottery, regardless of what Gracie does here today. So, Julie, how have you been doing?
Doing very well. It was a great Christmas. I hope y'all were doing really well over the holidays.
Oh, we did. We did. Of course, now, you know, you take down all those Christmas decorations and everything, and it looks so blah.
It does.
I have so much space at my house now. It's like, wow, I can move.
Well, you have been, Julie, you've been working with the lottery for how long now?
A little over 4 years. Well, actually, I have about 4.5 years.
Wow.
Time goes by.
It does go by. And, of course, I like the fact that you were you the Peach Queen?
No, I was the director of the Peach Council before
you were
this.
The Peach Queen, okay. So you came from the Peach area, which was that, what area was that actually?
Well, I was actually just from West Columbia, but the Peach area is basically in the Ridge of South Carolina. There's some in Mackbee, also down in Johnston and Gaffney, all over the state. We're the second highest producing state in peaches after California. So we kick Georgia in the rear end when it comes to peaches.
Didn't know you wanted to get a peach lesson today, did you?
That's right, absolutely. Well, I like talking about other stuff. And Paulette, of course, you were born here in South Carolina.
I was.
And then you moved to New Jersey.
New Jersey, but I don't speak that way.
But, of course, you're back here now. How long have you worked with the lottery?
It will be 5 years in March.
Wow.
Yeah, it went by quickly.
You know, and here it is coming up on the 10th anniversary. Actually, at the 10th anniversary happened on January 7th, right?
Right, last Saturday.
So how does the lottery feel about making 10 years of contributions and bringing a lot of good stuff right here to South Carolina?
We're honored, and it's been a very successful 10 years. Thanks to us, over 1 million scholarships have been funded. K-12 education's received more than $643 million. There's been over 450 school buses purchased with lottery money, and higher education programs have received over $2.1 billion.
Because you work on the budget. Just think, though, if we did, what would happen, I wonder, if we had a national lottery?
It's in the works.
Yeah,
is it really?
About
yeah,
it. I don't know really how it works, but we've
yeah, but they're talking
they're
about
talking
in the
about
fall,
it.
Maybe.
By the
end
fall?
Of the year.
End of the
yeah.
year? Wow. Now, well, this would be separate from, I presume, the South Carolina Education Lottery.
It would be kind of similar to Powerball and Mega Millions, where a lot of states are involved.
And I wonder, would the federal government take it over in
Cleveland? No idea.
I can't imagine the revenue generated from a national lottery.
Yeah, wow. Well, you know, we've got a $16 trillion
and growing constantly.
Yeah, so, but the lottery has done just so many good things. And, of course, Paulette, you actually work with the part where if people get in trouble and are too addicted, shall we say, to lottery.
Right. I handle the Play Responsibly message, and we have resources out there for you if you need them. PlayResponsiblySC.com is the website that the South Carolina Education Lottery has, one of the only lotteries that has a website mm-hmm. devoted to problem gambling. So you can find information.
Why is that? I wonder why that is.
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, we just really think it's very important to
yes.
get the information out there. So we've done a lot to basically let people know, educate South Carolinians. And you can find information on there about questions to ask if you know a family member or friend who you think may have a problem, warning signs for yourself or others. So, and... Gracie's awesome.
Gracie is I think Tracy's working the crowd here
today.
Yeah,
sure.
I love this. It's great.
And, of course, we have the South Carolina Gambling Helpline. And actually, this year we got some extra money going to DAOTIS, $50,000. Was appropriated this year after DAOTIS is the Department of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services. Mm-hmm. They manage the helpline, South Carolina Gambling Helpline. So that number is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and people can call if they have questions or if they have a problem themselves. They have not gotten any money for a while, so we're glad to see that they got some this mm-hmm. year. But totally, $2.55 million has been appropriated to them.
Wow. Do we see a lot of problem with that, just out of curiosity?
No, I don't. We don't. We can only go by the number of calls to the helpline. Currently, maybe eight a month that are true lottery gambling, problem gambling calls. So, but it's a difficult population. A lot of times they're in denial, so mm-hmm. it's, you know, the statistic is kind of
hard to measure.
It really is.
Hard to measure.
Yeah.
Well, great. Okay, I'm sorry, girls.
That's okay.
When we hear a word from our sponsors, Gracie will take a break from this. Okay. Gracie, all right. If you're interested in learning more about this, where do you go, Paulette, for help with the gambling part?
Okay, playresponsiblysc.com, or the gambling helpline is 877-452-5155.
Wow, okay. So there is help out there. But I wonder if we have more, if we had more emphasis on it, simply because we had, what did they used to have, the gambling?
The poker. Oh, video poker.
Video poker. I wonder if that might have had an effect on it.
Well, the legislature, it's in the Lottery Act that we have to have, so that
probably
could have played,
a little part.
Yeah, their experiences with those.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to let Gracie take a break. We
get in
talk
some more
about a lot of good stuff here today. So why don't you stay right with us? We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Yeah, but I thought we usually do like a big, like for camp or basketball.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything,
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery, and Gracie has found something that entertains her more than the lottery. I'm sorry you've been replaced.
No, it's
a chew toy. All right. Well, listen, if you have a question about the lottery, something you'd like to ask the girls, just give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. And, of course, this year, last Saturday, was 10 years of the lottery. And, of course, there's going to be some changes, aren't there, Julie? What's going to happen with the lottery?
Well, this Sunday we have a big change with the Powerball coming up, and Paulette can tell you all about that.
Okay.
That's true. A new Powerball is bigger jackpots, better odds, and more millionaires.
More millionaires.
Yeah, because the odds are better. The Powerball numbers are going to change, are going to decrease. There are 39 currently. It's going to be 35.
So your opportunity to win is greater.
That's true.
Okay.
The starting jackpot is going to go from $20 million to $40 million.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to increase.
It's
a lot of money right there. Yeah, so it's going to increase a lot quicker. You're going to get those $100 million players out sooner. And actually, each increase is going to be at least $10 million. So that'll be great. That'll roll it higher quicker, too.
So do you find that the higher the dollars is, the jackpot, the more people come out and play?
Definitely.
People come out from under rocks when it's like $100 million
right.
to play the Powerball. And also with the changes in Powerball, when you match all five white numbers now, you'll instantly win $1 million. Whereas
right.
now you win, what?
$200,000.
Yeah.
So that's a significant
yeah.
difference.
Wow.
And if you buy the Power Play option and you hit all five white balls, you instantly win $2 million. So that's really good, and they've
yeah.
gotten rid of the multiplying factor.
Right, with Power Play, there's no multiplier anymore. There'll be set prizes.
Set prizes.
Right, so the minimum you win right now is $3 if you just match the Powerball, and that's going to change to $4.
Okay.
So you get, and the minimum you win is $4, so that would be nice.
And what you'll see when you go to the retailer, too, is that your Powerball ticket's now going to cost $2. So if you want your Powerball ticket, you'll pay $2. And then if you want that Power Play option where you get a chance to win $2 million, you will pay another dollar. So Power Play and Powerball together will be $3.
Now, what has been the reaction to this? Have you had any reaction from people about it going up to the additional dollar?
Once you explain the benefits out of it, people like it, but at the beginning, they have mixed emotions.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of everything.
Sure.
Some people, they'll play Powerball anyway. They just like the game. They like the opportunity to win jackpot.
And they did before making this decision, Powerball and states did do focus groups to
mm-hmm.
see what customers thought.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a lot of research before doing
right.
it.
And so
it's a big change.
Right, and they wanted more millionaires.
Yeah.
So that's what they're giving them.
Oh, come on, the millionaires. Can we have a prize?
So more opportunities to win $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, you can win $1 million now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you match five numbers.
Okay. So this is going to be a big change. Now, this starts this Sunday. Is that correct?
That's correct, with the
right.
first Powerball drawing on January 18th on Wednesday.
So that's a quickie.
Yes.
That's pretty quick, is it? Yes?
Yeah.
Yep, to go from Sunday to Wednesday. Okay, so that's pretty cool. So we could have our first $1 million winner. Is that what you're telling me on Wednesday?
If they match all five white balls.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the minimum somebody? If somebody, is that the minimum or?
The $4.
Oh, okay.
The $4 for matching the Powerball.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
$4 to $1 million.
Right. It comes up from there. Well, we have a lot in between. We've got the $7 wins and the $100, $10,000 wins. So there's some in between.
There you go. Well, the lottery has done so many good things for our across
mm-hmm.
the state. One of the lines that I like in one of the commercials that y'all have going for South Carolina Lottery is the fact that we keep those that have gotten lottery scholarships, it helps keep those individuals here in the state. And I think that is tremendous because the more education, the better quality jobs, and it just keeps going. You said the original motto of the lottery?
The whole idea behind the lottery when it started was to keep the best and the brightest students in the state because they were seeing students would go out of state, of course. They got a scholarship or for whatever reasons. But now that they know that they have the opportunity for LIFE, Palmetto Fellows, HOPE, Needs-Based Grant, Lottery Tuition Assistance, our National Guard College Tuition Assistance Program, they can stay in state. And once you stay in state, you build those connections, you build, a family, you build friends, and you tend to stay. And that's a boost for the economy not only now, but in the future.
Sure. And, of course, in-state tuition is less than going out
there
of state.
There you go.
State tuition,
yes.
So the National Guard even gets scholarships, huh?
Yep. There's a program out for them. And one of our programs that's very important is the Lottery Tuition Assistance Program right now. And that's because you can be a full or part-time student, you can be someone right out of high school, or you can be someone maybe in midlife who's been possibly laid off and needs to find a new career path. They can get lottery tuition assistance to go to a technical college in the state and learn how to do something new.
So it's not just for graduating seniors
right.
or first, second
right.
year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Yes,
definitely.
It's a fabulous program.
It is. So these are the things that happen with the lottery. Now, how does somebody find out to get assistance? How do you go about finding out?
I would suggest contact, if you're planning on going to a specific college or a technical college, contact their financial aid office, and they'll have all the information for you and the forms that you'll have to fill out, the federal form for aid and things like that. Or you can go to the Commission on Higher Education's website, that's che.sc.gov, because they're the ones that actually administer and award the scholarships. Lottery, all we do is provide money. So contact them, check the website out, and they'll shoot you in the right direction.
So that's right. We've had Piedmont Tech on before.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about all the possibilities. And it is great that technical schools and learning a technical skill are included in this, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a biggie, I think.
It is, because, I mean, those are the real jobs out there.
Yeah, and can put you to work immediately.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly. So there have been, have we had any big winners this last year?
Oh, yes, it's been quite a year for winners.
Quite a year for winners?
Yeah.
Do you have some information right there?
I have some information. An Easley couple just won $200,000 on Palmetto Cash 5.
Wow.
And that just came out today, right? Isn't that released today?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're...
We're right on it.
Yeah.
No.
So $200,000.
Right.
Easley. Do we have their name, address, and telephone number?
No, but they...
Interrelated to.
Right.
Exactly.
And luckily they powered up because they would have won $100,000, so they doubled their winnings.
Absolutely.
So that was great. We do have a ticket out there that's going to expire, though, for Powerball, $10,000 in Johnsonville.
Wow.
So...
Check tickets
for that.
Now, if you've got a ticket, I mean, how do you find out, like, something like mm-hmm. that? Is it posted on a website or something, or how do you find out?
Yeah, seeducationlottery.com. We post all the numbers daily. And also, if you have an instant ticket, you want to keep track of those because 90 days after the game ends,
mm-hmm.
you have to cash it. To claim it. Otherwise, it expires and you cannot get your money.
Well, and if you do have a winning ticket, we suggest that you, whether it's a numbers ticket or a scratch a ticket, sign the back of it. Because if you drop that and somebody picks it up and you haven't
mm-hmm.
signed it,
it's theirs.
Because it's a bare item. So please sign your ticket.
Oh, wow. So how much money goes unclaimed?
It varies per year.
Yeah.
And what's really good about, unclaimed prizes, I hate that people don't claim their prize.
Sure.
But in South Carolina, the money left over from unclaimed prizes, we don't keep it or give it away or something. It goes into the education lottery account. So unclaimed prize money helps education in the state. And that's helped purchase school buses. Some of that's gone to DEOTIS. Some of that's gone to the Allied Healthcare Initiative to build a skilled healthcare workforce in South Carolina. Other lotteries, they keep it for promotions or use it as advertising or in salary bonuses or things like that. So unclaimed prizes are benefiting students as well.
And it's significant.
So if somebody
doesn't claim
their prize, that money will just go into help for education.
Yep.
Right. And last year was about $14
million.
$14 million. Yeah, so we're not talking,
No,
exactly.
It's
significant.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people ever not claim it so they don't have to pay the tax and all that stuff?
I don't know.
And then it automatically goes
in. When people claim their taxes, we do take out unpaid tax monies and back child support.
Sure. But I just wondered, if somebody goes, I want $1 million. Well, nobody needs to know. We'll just let them keep it.
That must be nice.
They must not need it very much.
Well, I just wondered, sometimes people do stuff like that. You know, you had a winner, though, that, is helping Morris College. I mean, isn't that a big, big deal and such a nice thing? Yes. Boy, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
he was our big Powerball winner. He's created a scholarship fund. He's given money to Morris College, and he's a fabulous gentleman. He's a retired state employee.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. So for somebody to do something like that, that really is terrific. Donated $10
million. Yes.
How much did he win?
Oh, wow.
$274 million or around that.
The $259.99
there
you Powerball jackpot, yes. Wow. So he gave $10 million to the school. That's when you really know that people's hearts are in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
He bought the ticket. The reason he bought it was because the money went to education.
Right.
So,
And he spoke at our 10th anniversary program, and he told everybody, go buy a ticket, help education.
Is he a regular ticket buyer, or did he just walk in that one day and it just happened? Does anybody know?
I think he probably was. I don't know, but it seemed like he might have been a regular.
But
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, wow. All right, well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. If you got a question for the gals, you want some information about something on the lottery, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We are going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors, and who knows, you might hear about this winner right here.
Yeah.
South Carolina news. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Julie Huffman and Paulette Parker-Smith. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Right, we're back here at Sharp Passes Gallery on D72 Bypass. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, we've had some calls come in here, folks, and if you'd like to make a comment during the show, just give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. In fact, while we're talking here with my lottery girls, oh, great picture there, gals. While I'm talking, we need to go ahead and check out the price of gold today and just see what is happening with gold. Looks like gold, of course, was up this morning. Has it stayed up? Well, we're going to find out here in just 1 second. Silver has made it over $30. Hey, don't wait on silver. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. It's been kind of down there. Gold is definitely on the move today, $1,641. If you have gold to sell, here's my advice. We never know what's going to happen. We don't know who the Powerball winner is going to be. We don't know who's going to be the winner on gold, but if it's over $1,600, I say it's a great day to sell. We've been busy all morning here at Sharp Facets Gallery. If you've got gold, if you've got silver, come see us today. Take advantage of this high price. But, gosh, we've got the lottery girls. We've got Paulette Parker-Smith and Julie Huffman with us here.
Hello.
Hello. We've been having a good time here and just talking about things. But Dana Witten just called in, and she goes, in these tough times, God bless, she and her sisters could not have gone to Piedmont Technical College. They learned to be she learned to be a machinist.
That is excellent. Awesome. Thank you for letting us know. We love hearing from people like that.
Absolutely. You know, it's when it's personal like that, you really get to understand.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That puts a face on it, and that's who we're impacting every day. So that's fabulous.
Absolutely. Now, Jack Shirley, who is a pastor, said that video poker made it okay to gamble in people's minds. Of course, 30 years ago, the lottery would have been a no-go, but the end result is great for education. But what about the gambling? Is this gambling?
It's gambling, and we want people to just treat it as a form of entertainment. Use the spare change in your pocket, and don't depend on it to hopefully pay your house bills or pay your gas bills. Just use your spare change, just like you would when you go to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it like buying a lottery ticket.
Going to a movie or a lottery ticket. Very interesting.
Yeah.
It's an expensive form of entertainment.
It is an expensive, particularly if you win. That's right. Well, let's see. Who is it? I'm not sure how to say his last name. He wants to know if the lottery girls are kind of like the GoDaddy girls.
Oh, wow.
That went right over my head. I don't know what that is.
Oh, you know, Dana Patrick and the other gal from the GoDaddy girls. No, they're not really like that. Put up their pictures. Well, if you go to Facebook, you'll see a picture of all of us right there sitting here at the table. Jimmy, check it out.
We have more clothes on.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Sure.
You never know what you're going to get out
of it.
And we have a dog.
Okay, well, we've got it all right here at Sharp Faces Gallery. We've got the right here. So we're having a good time talking about the lottery, what the things it does. It is serious, though, all the things that it helps with. You know, I just wonder if we didn't get these funding for not only for the scholarships, but all the things it does in education.
Yeah.
And the thing that it does help kindergarten through high school. I mean,
right.
You don't think about that. Most of the time we think about it just helping for scholarships.
Yeah, K through 12 education's received over $643 million. That's gone to purchase school buses, books, computers, going to train teachers, all sorts of levels. And it's also gone to your community county libraries Greenwood County Libraries received over $280,000, and K through 12 in Greenwood counties received $7.7 million.
What did we do with it?
I invested it somehow.
Well, that's a substantial chunk of change.
Yeah.
Now, how do they decide what money comes in? Is it on how much money is spent here in the county?
No, it's divided up by the legislature. Some years it's based on population. Some years it's based on other factors. It just changes.
Okay. All right. I just wondered.
And another way we're benefiting the state is, I know we're here for education, but we have our players out there. And since 2002, our players have won over $5
billion. Right.
$5 billion.
That's a boost to the
economy. Right.
Economy
goes right back in.
Yeah.
To South Carolina, we hope.
Yeah.
We hope so. Wow. That's a lot of buckets.
That's a lot of prizes, Mike.
Any idea how many people have won?
I don't really
know.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting one to
know,
and how many, like, million-dollar, you know, big
winners.
And then the small
stuff. Well, we had, what, is it 6 Powerball winners?
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
Last year?
6 jackpots. Yeah, the high jackpot.
Okay, all right. Well, this is what we're talking about here. We're talking about the lottery. It is a lot of fun, and, of course, a lot of your gas station convenience stores.
Yep.
Have them, and, you know, if you've never played before, you know, you're doing something good for education when you do this. And if you just happen to win, well, hallelujah, wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
Exactly.
It's always good to hear from our winners.
So, now, if you win, do you have to be known that you won? You have to, of course, tell the lottery, but if you don't it doesn't have to be published, or it can be published, right?
We give people the choice of anonymity.
Right.
Usually, if they don't want their name given out, we try to just get their experience, maybe buying the ticket or what they happened to do whenever they scratched it off. Some people scream when they scratch it in a restaurant. And we've come up with some really good stories. So we want to protect our players as well. But, you know, if you want to give your name, we love it.
Absolutely. If you want to find all your long-lost relatives,
exactly.
Now, the business also benefits from when you have a lottery winner, correct?
Right. They get 7% commission on their sales, and they also, if they have a big winner, they're going to take home 1% of the win over $10,000.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. So that's a big deal. So there's an incentive right there. Now, I guess we do this on TV. Are you guys on TV here? Doing the numbers?
We do the numbers, yes. Last night.
See, we do have the Go Lottery Girl. Their TV stars.
Oh, yes.
All right. So you can see them when they are doing the lottery. It's pretty neat. We've got Julie the blonde, and we've got Paulette the black-haired. So we've got both directions here.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that out, just check them out, and you can say, I heard them on the radio right here. All right, other things that are great about the lottery, Julie.
We have some great tickets coming out.
Yeah.
We have a very good ticket for our anniversary.
That's right, the 10th anniversary Diamond Millionaire.
The Diamond Millionaire.
Diamond Millionaire.
Perfect for this place.
Absolutely. That's correct. And the top prize is
$1
million.
$1 million.
$1 million, right. And if you're not a winner, we have a second chance drawing for $1 million.
Fill out the information on the back of the ticket, mail it back in, and you are enter online.
That's
and
right.
You might win $1 million. And we don't have $1 million scratcher tickets that often,
no,
so it's a
don't.
Big deal.
Wow. So this is, of course, to celebrate the 10th anniversary.
Yes.
That's
now,
correct.
When does that one, when's it's, the final, or when does it started when? Or?
It already started January 3rd, and it will sell until the top prizes are gone.
Okay. So as long as it's being played, you still have opportunity to be the big prize winner.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay, so you got to do this, folks. Check it out. You could win $1 million. You know, the only thing bad about $1 million, it's not like it was when it was $1 million.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if you
can
quit your job. I don't even know anymore.
Right.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
You'd just be very comfortable.
Yes. Exactly.
Now, in South Carolina, do we have people do the, you know, like they have in other states where several people win a ticket? I mean, have we had any of that type of thing going on?
Oh, yeah. We have one on Christmas Eve. We had a group of 7 state employees to win $200,000 on Powerball.
Did they quit their jobs?
No, they didn't. They got, let's see, they got $19,000.
Nice.
So they said they were going to share, save their shares.
Well, pretty cool. All right. Well, it's a great day in South Carolina, isn't it?
Yes, it's a fabulous rainy day.
We got a lot of rain up here. We certainly are glad you all came here. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with the Lottery Girls. That's Julie Huffman and Paulette Parker Smith. So don't you go away.
Here comes my cycle humps, ready to race to you.
Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime, from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Right, we are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We just had a $100,000 winner that called in today.
Wow!
Hey, that's great!
Anita McCarthy, she says, as a $100,000 winner, she is witness to how the money can save a family and its home.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
That's wonderful to hear.
Wow.
Warms my heart. I'm so happy about that.
Yay.
So winning can do wonderful things.
Yes.
Everything from helping a family to helping build a college.
Yeah, there you go.
That's fabulous.
That is. So, you know, and the flip side of that, though, the education that you end up with out of getting assistance from the lottery can make such a difference in your ability to make money.
That's correct.
And have a great career.
Yeah.
And also with the assistance, you don't graduate with as much school debt. And, I mean,
right.
That can be with you for years after graduating college. So that's a big boon to the students.
Absolutely. So if you would like to get involved in finding out how this works, where do they go look? I mean, you said talk to their school counselors.
Yep,
but
in high
also, but you can also go on the website, I presume?
Yep, the Commission on Higher Education. Their website is chc.sc.gov. Or go to the website of a college or technical college that you're interested in and click on their financial aid site on that website, and they'll have all the information. I know you have to fill out the FAFSA form prior to, but if you're in high school, they'll look at your grades and your SAT scores, and they'll just basically contact you about the financial aid, like Life and Palmetto Fellows.
And the other thing about it, it's not just for young people. I think this is so important because so many people are stuck. They've lost their job. They don't have the skills, and yet they can't get the money to be able to go back to school. And this is an option.
Yep, lottery tuition assistance is there for them. And, you know, you can be a full or part-time student, too. So if you have a family you need to take care of, you can do that half part-time education and do both things.
So this is, you know, and that's another thing, to be able to get a scholarship to go to school part-time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So if you want to partake of this, just check out the school you'd like to go to right here in Greenwood. Of course, Piedmont Tech does an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they are very scholarship-oriented. They know all the angles. So give them a call out there. Check out Piedmont Tech. All the colleges do, but I just know since having Piedmont Tech on that they are very much into getting all the money for you that they can.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of this is it's not coming out of our budget.
Yes, it's supplemental.
Correct.
You know, so that's important,
too. It's an added benefit.
Yes. So if you would like to partake of that, make sure you check that out, that South Carolina Lottery. You can get to school and get the education that you need. We've talked about a lot of good things. School buses. They hadn't bought school buses in, 4 years or something?
Yes, and this year money was appropriated to purchase school buses. So that's really fabulous. We spoke with a lady from the Department of Education a little while back on the state of our school buses, and from what she told me, I'm just very happy they have some extra money now.
Sure. So school buses, I mean, we're transporting kids. We got to make sure they are
safe
and have all the accoutrements that they need to make sure they can take care of our kids. School bus, I am always amazed at how much money is spent on transportation. That is
huge, it is.
You're talking about kids in school.
Maintenance and fuel and hiring the people to operate the buses, it's a lot of work.
It is.
And in fact, some lottery money was actually used during Katrina when we had a fuel shortage. They used some lottery money to purchase fuel.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How about that? So the lottery does a lot of good things, but the best thing it does is provides you with entertainment. Is that the line you'd like me to say?
Yeah. It's just a game. It's for education, but just please have fun.
Right. Please have fun. All right. Paulette, now you want to tell us again that number if you've got somebody that you know is a little addicted to the games?
It's 1-877-452-5155, or visit playresponsiblysc.com.
All right. Well, you can do a lot of good things for yourself and for the education system if you check out the lottery. And, you know, there's so many places to play. And we've talked about putting one here in Sharp Facets. In fact, we had somebody call and wanted to buy a ticket because you guys
were Well, that diamond ticket would be perfect.
It would be
perfect.
You have
such pretty jewelry here. It's just amazing. And antiques.
Absolutely. So starting Sunday, now tell us one more time what happens Sunday.
Powerball price will increase to $2, but the starting jackpot will also increase to $40 million. And if you match 5 white balls, then you win $1 million. Power play is still the same, $1, but match 5, $2 million.
Wow.
Yes.
So the opportunity to win is even bigger, and you said they'd reduce the number of from 39 to 35, so that increases your possibilities to win.
That's correct.
So how about that? You are going to be a winner. You are going to like it. Yes, it's going to cost you a little more change. I don't know if you're like me, but I keep all the change that I get right there in my car. And I bet how many people walk in and count out pennies. Okay.
And if you still want to play a high jackpot game like Powerball, we still have Mega Millions, and that will still be a dollar. So there's your dollar game.
So you can still win all the different ways. Now, any special games that you know coming up this year? I mean, last year, what did we have?
We had Jeep and that was Harley last year.
No, Bass Pro Shops. Yeah,
and
good
the
trips.
The wrestling guy.
Yes, we had Lucky Woo. But those are in planning stages right now. We'll be coming out with that information shortly. They're looking at all their good, fun gadgets.
If you've got a dollar, grab a Lucky in Love ticket for Valentine's Day coming up.
Lucky in Love. We all like to be lucky in love here, and win some extra money. Well, let's see. What else do we got we want to tell everybody about and make sure they know that the lottery is such a good thing?
We have Will Spin events across the state every week. What that is we have promotion department. They'll go to a retailer, set up a little booth and a wheel, and for every $10 worth of lottery tickets you win, you can spin the wheel, and you'll definitely win a prize on the table. So just go to our website, seeducationlottery.com, click on lottery, and then calendar, and you'll see the calendar, and I think you can click on the events there, and it'll give you directions to where to go.
So we could caravan across the state.
Yeah, there you could.
Doing wheel spins. We used to do that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
One every day.
And you can sign up for Players Club.
Right. Players Club is Players Club is a membership type club where you find out information firsthand. You're like one of the first to know about new games and things that come out. And we have promotions that Players Club members only are allowed to enter.
And those are
really
good prizes.
Yeah, so
not
membership
money,
has its own privileges, as they say.
Baseball bats and things like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's on our website, too, seeducationlottery.com.
Yeah, right on the homepage.
Wow, okay. Well, you brought us some things to give away on Giveaway Friday.
Yes, some goodie bags.
Yes, so we've got some goodie bags we'll be giving away on Friday, courtesy of the South Carolina Education Lottery. You know, on Sunday, they'll be changing over as far as the cost, but then again, the prizes will definitely increase. All right, so we are here. You know, the guy that won last summer here in Greenwood, you know, he didn't want his wife to know. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
And I guess eventually he did tell her, but, that was pretty cool on that. That's what makes the lottery so fun. You just never know who's going to win. There are no guarantees.
No, not at all. As we tell everybody who asks us what the number is going to be.
We have no idea. And when you pull those numbers, you just don't know what it's going to be or how long it's going to take it for it to come up.
So sometimes you're standing there going,
exactly.
One time I went 10 seconds over the minute.
Yeah.
Just
and I was just standing there
waiting.
Saying, any second now.
It's going to pop up. All right. Well, you've got to keep up with the lottery. You got to help out because it helps so many people. If you know a young person or a older person that would like to benefit from the lottery, they definitely can. So all you got to do is check that out. Other things going on, they'll have all kinds of tickets coming out. They always do. They always partner up with somebody to make it a lot of fun.
We sure do, so keep your eyes open.
That's
we
right.
release about 4 to 8 new scratch-off tickets every month.
Wow.
So we try to keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh and keep it interesting. And do you have any idea how many how many people have won? We just lost a microphone here, okay. Do you have any idea how many people have won in the lottery over the years that we've had this?
Well, we've had a lot. It's enough to equal up over $5 billion in prizes.
Wow. Okay. So, all right, Gracie, you're getting a little crazy here today.
She had something she wanted to say.
But, yes. Gracie, did you want to say something? Yes, I know. All right. Well, we have had a great time here today on Meet Me at the Diner. Price of gold is up $1,641. The girls from the lottery have been here today. We've had a good time. Make sure you check out on Friday when we have Giveaway Friday, where it will be a lot of fun because we'll have some extra goodie packs to give away. So check out the lottery. Check out that website one more time, Paulette.
PlayResponsiblySC.com.
All right, and the website to go to just to find out more information?
SCEducationLottery.com, and you can visit the Commission on Higher Education's website at che.sc.gov.
Well, there you go, folks. I certainly have enjoyed y'all coming up here.
Thank
you.
Fun.
Well, we have a good time, and Gracie certainly contributed to making it fun.
I love Gracie.
Sweet.
I would have brought Lewis and Bilbo. Dogs everywhere.
Well, oh, my God. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us right here at Meet Me at the Diner. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, everybody.